This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello, Brian Setzer, to bring us back in here for the 4 o'clock hour on Christmas Eve Eve. Sue Thomas will have Susie's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We had Tim Summer, our music friend, on Friday afternoon. Then Sue just asked me if I saw the post from Tim about his dream, and I did not, and for whatever reason, I can't find it on his page.
Okay, it's so bizarre. Okay, can I read it to you?
Yes, because why am I not seeing it?
Here's what Tim says.
Okay.
This is true. I had a dream that I was in a high-end hotel bar, and Taylor Swift sat down next to me and began talking to me. In parentheses, I was wearing a straw boater hat and had a jaunty mustache for some reason. I adamantly told her she absolutely had to see Zelfrini's production of La Boheme. Then someone said there was a call for me, and so they brought me a phone to the bar and plugged it in. And the person on the other end of the call was a publicist inviting me to an experimental two-person interactive performance of Dubarry. Dubarry was a lady. Mm-hmm. That's the old Cole Porter musical. Then Taylor Swift said, you know what? I really need your advice about a friend who's having a cinnamon overdose. Did I think this friend needed to go to the hospital? I thought about this, went over and met the friend, and recommended the friend should go to the hospital. Then, in order to evade paparazzi, Taylor Swift turned into a reptile, slithered across the hotel lobby, and up to her room. Honestly, the part that was really confusing to me is the reference to Dubarry was a lady, which I don't think I've even thought about in any context for at least 25 years. And I don't know, by the way, if I pronounce that right.
But, yeah, I don't either. I'm not
but
smart
yes,
enough to
know. So that was Tim Summer's dream.
I'm just hung up on the fact that I cannot find it on his feed, but that is crazy. And, you know, we did talk about T-Swifty on Friday, so
did
maybe
you?
That was the impetus
well,
for
maybe that was
the
it.
Dream. A couple things before we get to Sue's news. Alexa Reardon and I went on Saturday morning to meet Truffle Kerber. That is Chris Kerber's brand new Australian Shepherd puppy, and it was 9 weeks old. It's adorable.
So sweet.
We went to Pet Supplies Plus, and Jeannie and the gang put together a nice little puppy package for Chris. He's got another Australian Shepherd who is just beautiful. So two females, and this was such a sweet dog. It really, really was.
Oh, I love... Do they have to really... Those dogs are so smart, that breed.
I know, really smart.
I mean, when you have two of them, are they always out walking them and giving them jobs?
I asked him that. He said that his wife is kind of in charge of that,
okay.
But they are just beautiful dogs. He said, you know, I'm going to kind of paraphrase this. Chris would be the better person to tell the story, but it was a week ago today, and I know this because I went to the Jack Buck Awards last week, and Kerber was at our table, so he told me the story. And first of all, I can't believe that was a week ago already because things are crazy, but... He was at the skate on Monday morning, and Jake Neighbors from the Blues was playing with the puppy. And his family came up, and the kids were there, and they saw Jake Neighbors playing with the puppy. And they go, oh, what a cute puppy. And Jake's like, what, do you want him?
Oh, no.
And it was the puppy that was all planned for by Dad, and Dad had kind of arranged that.
That's
so I think
really
that's pretty
sweet.
Cool. One story that I saw this afternoon that I wanted to get Ethan in on. Ethan, if you're hearing this, come on into the studio and join us right now. He might be busy getting George Gray. But one of the most embarrassing things for me, and there's a lot of embarrassing things, is like if we're at an event, and we kind of missed it this year. So I was thinking about this last week at the MAC event. We have had Kilmeade in for the last 2 years with magical Christmas events, right?
True.
And then every once in a while, and I'm sure this happens to you too, I know it does, people will say, can you sign an autograph, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and my hesitation is two things. One, I'm not important enough to sign an autograph.
Agreed.
But two, be able to read what I write because in second grade, was sent home with a, you know, handwriting book by Mrs. Lewis, my second grade teacher, and I never did it, and that doomed me forever. So, you know, I have scribble. You can't mm-hmm. read anything. So my signature is really just scribble. Now, this is becoming a bit of an issue because LA Times got a story about this, and younger people, this is why I wanted Ethan in here, for young Americans, a written signature doesn't mean much anymore because they're not used to doing it. And maybe they got to scribble at the, you know, with the credit card machine or something like that. Yeah. But here's what's interesting. You have younger people in California who they can't verify the votes of because the signatures got to match up with their signatures. So the story says more than a month after voting by mail in the election, South Los Angeles resident Taylor Johnson learned that his vote had not been counted because election workers had taken issue with the way that he signed his name on the ballot. The elections office told Johnson that his ballot signature didn't match another signature they had on file. And he basically says, well, yeah, most people my age just kind of scribble. And he admits that he kind of perfected his cursive signature only recently, so that looked different than the one that is on his voter ID card or whatever. But that became a bit of an issue, I guess, in California in particular, because you had younger voters that were showing up and the signatures were just scribble. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't
right?
either. In fact, I kind of like to look at mine to make sure I'm trying to match it. You know what I mean? Not, mine hasn't really changed, but well, sometimes would, when you're voting, you're just nee.
Well, this would be the kind of thing that you would have on file at the bank as well. And even when I'm endorsing on the rare check that you would get, it's basically I'm just putting an M and an R and just kind of scribbling it and stuff like that. But be careful out there with those signatures because not everyone can read them, obviously. And it's not an issue for me, but it is for younger people in California. All right, let's do this here this afternoon. We got George Gray coming in after Sue's News with The Price is Wrong, which is going to be a lot of fun this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Okay, Mark, now I realize that you lived in Chicago. Did you live in Chicago, or where? Like on the outskirts?
Yeah, I lived in the north suburbs of Chicago. So I lived in Morton Grove, I lived in Niles, and I lived in Park Ridge. And then my wife did live in the city of Chicago in the Lincoln Park area for a stretch when she was working out of Chicago.
But
my dad was from the city. My grandfather was a Chicago fireman. So.
Oh, was he really? Yep. Oh, that's really cool. I'd like to take... Well, you know I love the architecture. And I was going to say I'd like to take a tour of the fire houses one day. But, you know, I've done pretty much all the different tours in Chicago. But this time I thought, let's do a secret interiors architectural walking tour.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fun.
It was so great.
So where'd they take you?
They took it to the Chicago Board of Trade, which is Art Deco. I mean, and they haven't touched it. It's outrageously cool. And did you know that they have the world's largest Tiffany glass dome is in Chicago?
Who didn't know that, Sue? I mean, come on. Yeah, duh.
And it's awesome. So we did all of that kind of stuff, and it was great. And only in Chicago, or the Midwest in general, I should say. Well, people, when it's 30-whatever degrees and blowing wind, show up outside at a meeting place and say, yeah, okay, let's go walk around. Because normally, if you go anywhere else in the country, they're like, oh, we don't do these this time of year. But Chicago's like, yeah, this is what we got. We got to work.
You know, for as much as I've been to the city and enjoyed the city and lived around the city, I've never done one of those architecture tours at all.
You have got to do it.
I know.
It's
actually something I think I would really enjoy.
I think you would. And they have a boat tour, but I figured that'd be super cold. I've done that a couple times. But the interiors, the buildings there are just really awesome.
It is such a great city. And, you know, I will say this because my mom and dad might be listening to it, but I hate the suburbs. Not really where I grew up, but they live, you know, Arlington Heights, which is great.
That's
little
a
community,
nice place.
But it's just sprawl out there. It's different than St. Louis. I mean, you know, you can, even though Manchester Road, and I was on it on a Saturday afternoon, could be a nightmare. It seems like every street up there, especially during given times, it's just, I can't handle the traffic. You'd be going on for more than the show actually goes on.
Yes.
If you were doing traffic up there.
I have never gone there where I haven't been stuck in traffic. I was hitting no tolls because we didn't want to give Illinois any money in Pritzker.
With your directions?
We were taking these crazy, you know.
So it took you 8 hours to get to Chicago.
No, it took you an extra 10 minutes to get in there. All right, it's National Fufer News Day.
What?
You know what that is?
I don't.
Well, you're a baker. It's the German spice cookie, Mark. You got to learn it. Very popular around the holidays, Pfeffernuss are fluffy cookies made with ground nuts and spices and covered in powdered sugar.
Delicious.
Yes.
So I did make another batch of chocolate chip cookies over the weekend, tried a different recipe. It went very well. And then I say we because this was a bit of a team effort, and my participation tailed off because I went to work today, but they did sugar cookies tonight.
Oh, that's impressive. The decorating and the whole thing.
We actually did it yesterday. We made them yesterday, and then the recipe called for a little refrigeration of the dough.
Yep.
And then Becky continued them, but look, I'm using my mixer.
Okay.
It's my new...
That's what we like to hear.
It's my new hobby, Sue. I'm a baker.
Uh-huh, and that'll be another 2 weeks.
Three weeks from now, I'll have a new hobby, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Last week, my niece Sophie and her boyfriend were in Germany at the Christmas market and sending me photos. Remember this?
Yes.
And I'm showing them to Mark, and I'm showing them to Fred, and then I hear over the weekend that a 50-year-old Saudi Arabian doctor ran into a crowd in Germany, drove a rented vehicle in, passed barriers, and mowed over and killed 5 people. And this is about 80 miles west of Berlin. And they actually got him. Apparently, he tried to drive out and was blocked. And he has been charged with 205 counts of suspected attempted murder. And 5 counts of murder.
It's just a crazy person?
What in the heck? Well, they say officially they haven't come up with an official reason. But apparently there is speculation that he was unhappy with the way Germany treats Saudi refugees. Okay.
So let's drive through a whole group of people.
So what are the two things that it does not make sense? And that, of course, makes us think of the Ted Drews incident and the 19-year-old who did that.
I mean, that could have been so much more worse last night, right?
I don't think anybody passed away, which is very fortunate. And we'll see what happens there. At least he came back to the scene.
Yeah, we ran over this earlier in the show. There were charges that were issued for the 19-year-old kid as well earlier today.
It's true. Netflix is really jumping into the sports streaming arena. Okay, now, I personally look forward to Chiefs-Steelers on Christmas Day.
Noon on Christmas.
Love that. And don't really care about Ravens and Texans, but okay. On Friday, Netflix announced it's going to pick up the broadcast rights to the Women's World Cup. And it's going to do that in 2027 and 2031. And it's kind of genius, I think, what they're going to do. They'll do commentary, of course. They'll have professionals. But since it's Netflix, they're going to do documentaries themselves on some of the key players and stream those in advance to really hook people in.
You know, this is one of the things I do like. I know we always complain about the streaming services. There are too many. We can't keep track.
Right.
But when it comes to live sports, they're starting to figure this out because it's not just the event, to your point. There's essentially going to be a hub. This is what I thought Peacock and NBC did a great job with the Olympics. So there's ways that you can use social media to, you know, group these things together with a documentary or something along those lines. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's a great idea. And in the Olympics, that's a great analogy because the Olympics, when they show the backstory of the skier and you find out about her family and the blah blah and they play the music, you're totally hooked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love that. All right, and there was a weird story out today. Okay. In an attempt to make VR virtual reality more realistic, inventors have come up with a lickable interface.
Oh, no.
I can't make this up. To me, it looks like a combination of a Pez dispenser and a lollipop. And apparently, it's supposed to help you taste virtual reality. So it's this fake lollipop that has 9 different flavors. It's supposed to be combined with smells to make it more real. The eventual goal is to recreate all of the senses within virtual reality.
But it makes sense because you'd want it to be as real as possible.
It does.
The scent part of it actually does make sense to me.
But ew. And so we'll see how that goes. I will keep you posted. And finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. And this is random. Eddie, the dog on Frasier, made $10,000 per episode. His real name was Moose, and he passed away in 2006 after making more than $3.2 million.
Holy
shit. Dang!
$10,000. Hey, I think Eddie had a pretty good agent, if I'm keeping track of that. Hey, we have George Gray in the studio with an entourage today that he brought with him. Oh, it's just Dougie. He's got a big group in here to play The Price is Wrong coming up. Oh, George Gray is here from The Price is Right. We like to play a little game called The Price is Wrong. Doesn't have quite the ratings as the show on CBS. However, we're kind of proud of it here. How are you, Mr. George Gray?
This is my intro music?
No, this is just the Christmas music Meghan Trainor. But I can get
sad
you.
Ukulele for me? Hey, you know what? Let's bring on George Gray with a sad ukulele.
I didn't mean it that way. How are you, though? It's great to see you. I'm so glad that you made it into town to see Mama Mae, because that means that you're here in the studio with us to play this awesome game.
Yeah, I just came in last night.
So should I just hit the theme and then you... Because Ethan's never played the game before, so we're a little concerned. Fred's out.
I think he can handle it.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, let me play this here and get into the nitty-gritty, because this is a game we like to call every once in a while here on a Monday afternoon.
The price is wrong.
Mark. I can never hit that damn thing when I'm supposed to. George knows that. He mocks me every time. But ladies and gentlemen, the voice of The Price is Right, here to play The Price is Wrong, George Gray.
Woo! Woo! Here it comes from the Mark Reardon Studio in beautiful downtown St. Louis. It's The Price is Wrong, Mark. All right, this is very exciting. We're going to kick things off today by saying... Hi, Mama Mae! Hi, Judy Reardon! Gotta cover the moms.
She is very excited. I'm sure she's listening because my mom was aware that you're on the show today. Very excited about it. Yes.
Your mom sends me Instagram posts.
I'm aware of that. Has she been doing that a lot lately?
Well, it's gonna be a little weird if you start calling me dad, but you know, we're gonna work around it.
Can I ask this question about Judy Reardon? Do the Instagram posts that she shares with you confuse you sometimes?
No, they're very sweet. They're always very sweet.
They sometimes confuse me. She does the same thing, but that's okay.
No, it's adorable. Judy, you're adorable. Mama Mae, you're adorable. All right, let's get down to the show. So if you've just tuned in for the first time, maybe like Ethan, that you don't know the show, I'll explain it. The Price is Wrong, Mark. These are real items. These are genuine items that you can purchase in St. Louis right now on Facebook Marketplace, on Craigslist, what have you. So you can go get these right now. They are currently available, and we've got three fabulous contestants here today, Ethan, Sue, and Mark. And the person who gets closest to the actual real price the person is asking for without going over will get a point. The person with the most points at the end wins a fabulous no case.
Now, Ethan, you got the rules down? You understand the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Ethan, have you ever seen The Price is Right before in your entire life, honestly?
No.
You have that look in your
eye. You really haven't?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? You know who should have been here today?
Who?
Alexa.
Because
she watches the show. I'm telling you, she watches it all the time on Paramount Plus. So this is interesting. You've never even seen it.
Well, it helps when your dad is like best friends with the host. You know, that's a
very popular CBS show. It's a part of Americana.
It also proves that he doesn't know the show because he just called me the host. hey, Drew, if you're listening, man, I can explain. Really sorry about that, brother. I'll explain who Drew Carey is, what The Price is Right is, and what television is after we get this done. Rotten kids and your rock'em sock'em robots.
2000 baby.
Had I even had an inkling that Ethan had not seen the show or that he would not do homework over the weekend to at least watch one episode of the show, he would not have been allowed.
I knew that he had never seen the show because when I walked up, he went, Ethan. Like he just looked at me like, hey. And I'm like, hey, how's it going, man? And then when he sat down just now, I could see that look in his eyes oh, man, I don't know. I should have probably seen 5 seconds of a clip.
There is a history here, though, on The Price is Wrong where the newbies tend to do pretty well. So we'll see if that holds.
So, Ethan, and also if you're listening in and you've never seen The Price is Right, these are real honest people. They sit in an audience. I call somebody's name. Ethan, what's your last name?
Hannaford.
So I'd say, Ethan Hannaford, come on down. People lose their minds. And then they come, so they don't know they're going to get picked. They just run down from hundreds of people. They get down to a front. There's four of them. And then Drew Carey, famous comedian. He's been doing it for years. Guy named Bob Barker was doing it before them. The Price is Wrong, Bob. You probably heard that. And then there's an item like, what's up for bids? It's a can of cream corn, whatever it is. And then I describe the cream corn. Oh, it's delicious. 16 ounces of flavorful fun. Treat your whole family to cream corn. And then we say, okay, Ethan, what do you bid? And you go, I don't know. And it's never to the cents. It's only the dollar. So you'd go, I don't know. I think that cream corn's $2. And the person next to you might go, I think it's $4. And then the person goes, $5! Which is $1-ing somebody, okay? And so then whoever gets closest without going over, so even if you're the closest, but if you go over the number, then you lose.
Don't teach him the $1 thing. He's going to have to learn some of these things on his own, dude.
There might be people listening right now that go, I don't know. I've never seen The Price is Right. Okay, so
give myself real quick a little self-defense. I've seen clips and I've never just sat down and watched an entire show.
Right,
so I'm familiar
That's
with
fine.
It.
You know what? We are the number one show in daytime TV, so it's cool, man. But welcome
He doesn't need you.
Welcome to... No! we and... Mark.
I'm kidding.
Mark.
We encourage new followers. Okay, here we go. The first item up for bids today on The Price is Wrong, Mark. Now, again, I'm gonna describe it, and then I'm gonna read what they listed. And if it's in all caps, I shout it.
Yeah,
okay?
I love
because
that.
That's the way it should be. Okay, here we go. And the first item is antique butter churn.
Ooh.
Antique butter churn. And here is the description for antique butter churn. Antique Star butter churn is in great condition, beautiful color, looks brand new, comes from a non-smoking house. Go ahead and churn that butter real nice, like in the comfort of your own home. Go ahead and churn that butter real nice, like in the comfort of your own home. Okay, antique butter churn. So we're going to start off with Ethan, our newbie. What would you bid? What is the person asking for? What do they want for this antique butter churn that you can use real nice?
One thing I want to mention, just because since Ethan is playing here today and we don't have, you know, an extra producer, we don't have the pictures up on the screen. A lot of times we offer the pictures of the items up on the YouTube feed or the Twitter. We don't have those today. So we're all
blind.
Playing equally.
Yeah.
Playing blind, right.
Well, you know what? There's people in their cars right now that are listening.
Yeah.
So use your imagination. It's a butter churn. All right, so Ethan, how much would you pay to be in the privacy of your own home and churn that butter?
Well, being in the privacy of my own home really adds a lot to it. I'm going to go $25.
$25. Oh, now, dang. Ethan, have you ever churned your butter outside of the home?
I can't say that I have.
You can't say that you have or you haven't?
Both.
Okay, very good. Sue, you seem like a butter churner.
You know what? I like the butter churning.
So what would you want to pay to churn your butter at home?
I'm gonna say $50, George.
$50.
I like to churn my butter.
Mark, now we still have time for Christmas. You're probably thinking, what should I get the missus? What says I love you? More than a butter churn,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
This is tough.
Oh, women love that kind of stuff. So what would you pay? We got 25. We got 50, Mark.
I'm going to say $26, George.
$26, threading the needle. See how he did that?
He's kind of like, $1. Good.
I still feel okay.
Yeah, but Sue said 50.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I had to make a choice. Look, I could have done the $1 under Sue's bid. I could have gone over her bid.
Yeah.
I chose to gap it. All right? Mm-hmm. This is a strategy that I have.
I see what it is.
All right, criticize that?
Okay, you're listening. What do you think? What at home, in your car, what would you pay for an antique butter churn to do it real nice? It is $225.
Oh, good Lord.
Holy moly.
$225. What, you just think you could churn your butter for free?
God.
Huh?
I'm going to say this is where the pictures, not having the pictures, disadvantage us. But
you knew what this cost. You knew it. All right, here we go. Next item up for bids on The Price is Wrong, Mark. This is a really good one, too. Haunted Thai puppet.
What?
Haunted Thai puppet. Now, this is not a T-I-E. This is a T-H-A-I. This is So Thai. This is a haunted Thai puppet. And here we go. I'm going to read it pretty quick because it's long, but it's definitely worth listening
to.
So here we go. This is going to be fairly fast. My wife and I recently went to Thailand and found this puppet in a night market outside Bangkok. It was the only item not inside the actual stall the vendor had. We inquired about it. They immediately offered to us at less than half the price, so we happily purchased it. Since then, a series of events have unfolded that we first thought were just bad luck, but they've been escalating. They get trapped inside an elevator. Plants were placed near the puppet. We're dying, and recently our house became infested with hornets centered around the area we keep to the puppet. We consulted a psychic, and at the first mention of the puppet, they shivered and said, "It's evil." So now it's time for the puppet's journey to continue, preferably far away from us. The psychic said a transaction had to take place to make us basically any offer. And you can have this little bundle of ill will and evil intentions, a lovingly crafted Thai Annabelle. Please take this puppet.
Okay, nobody is going to take it.
Okay, I would have just offered...
Especially after that description.
I would have just offered the puppet for $1 and kept my pie hole shut. But there you go. These people are very
just
honest.
Just pass it on.
Very honest. Okay, so now, Sue, how much would you pay to be eternally damned by a... buy a puppet from Thailand.
George, nothing. But in this case, I'm going to give you a quarter.
No, you can't do it.
Oh, $1.
No, that's trailer park prices, right? This is the price is wrong. You got a bit of $1?
I am going to say $2.
$2. Okay, $2 for an evil puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would anyone want an evil puppet?
You know, who knows? Mark, it's your turn. What would you pay to really get your life in order?
$20.
Okay. Very nice. I like it.
Why?
Ethan, we got $2. We got $20. What do you say?
I'm going to go with $6.
$6. $6. Now, see, you could have gone with three, and that would have threaded the needle.
Right, yeah, that's fair. Okay.
But
he'll learn.
We're learning,
he'll
right?
Learn,
yeah. We're, you know,
youngster.
Hey, yeah, I'm schooling him. Okay, here we go. We got $2, $20, $6. How much would you pay listening right now to truly ruin your life with a puppet from Thailand? The price is $300.
None of this makes sense.
$300?
Now listen, to churn your own butter, that's one thing.
Yes.
But this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
An evil puppet?
I think the puppet would help you churn the butter. Personally, you could turn this into a 2-for-1.
Good news is I got the point. There
okay.
we go.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Very nice. Okay, so we've got one for Sue, one for Mark. We're moving along. We doing good? We still got time for three? Okay, we're great. Here we go. Next one. Cast iron schnauzer.
What?
Now, I should have probably asked, am I allowed to say that word on the radio?
Schnauzer?
Schnauzer.
Yeah.
I believe you are.
Okay, you're good. Okay, cast iron schnauzer. So, and here it is. Here's the description. 6-inch cast iron schnauzer doorstop. Your friends and family will love this fine piece of art. Note to buyer, not a real dog. Must love schnauzers.
Good context.
And doors. Works with any door. Now, that's the key here, is this works with any door, and you have to be a dog lover. It's not a real dog, though. I have to say that. The person's very specific about it. So, cast iron schnauzer, how much is that bad boy going for? Mark, your bid.
$30.
$30, okay. Ethan, what do you say?
I'm going to go with $31.
Oh, $31, but not truly understanding the game. Sue, what do you say?
I should say $29.
Oh,
uh-huh. We can't go over.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, please do that.
No, I'm going to say $15. $15.
Could have said $1, yeah, but sure, why not make it $15?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I like it. Thread the needle. See, the thing is you bid 31, he bid 30, but she could have bid 32. And if she would have won because it's
$175. $175.
Oh, that's nuts.
These are bargains, folks. These are bargains.
Wait a minute.
So Ethan wins one.
Nice job, Ethan.
Nice job, Ethan.
Woo! Even the worst kind of slip into him sometimes.
Yeah, it was a little accidental, but that's okay.
We'll take it.
Here's what the original noise was. But you rebounded on that one.
Okay, now I could do two more or three more. What do you say?
Let's do two more.
Two more it is. Okay, great. Here we go. And these are really good ones. Okay, here we go. Next item up for bids. Weber Spirit Propane Grill 2-burner with fold-down side trays.
Whoa.
Okay, this is very nice, I know. Very nice, okay. And here is the description. And the description is what really sells it. Because you're thinking, this sounds like a fabulous grill, right? And it is a fabulous grill. And you know what? I love the honesty of this person.
Oh, dear.
Because you're essentially buying a brand new grill, right?
Uh-huh.
But you need a description, right?
Yeah.
And you could just say, brand new grill. I could say, brand new grill.
Right.
Sounds great. Nope, here's the description. Cover and propane tank with fuel included, like new, only used a few times. In the effort of full disclosure,
oh boy,
I did notice a rat's nest under the burners this summer. That has since been cleaned and disinfected, and the rats are dead.
Oh, no!
But it's still like new.
Why would you disclose? I mean, in the effort of why would you disclose that, right?
He's trying to be honest.
You know what? This person wants to sleep at night.
Yes.
Not a marketing person, though.
This person does not cheat on their taxes.
No.
This person, if they find a quarter, they put it on the counter
good
so somebody else can. You know what? This is an honest
restores
person.
Restores my faith
yes.
in humanity.
As well it should. So, Ethan, what do you bid for this truly honest person's grill?
Well, I don't understand why the rat's nest matters. So, I think that they're probably still going to be asking for a pretty penny here. I'm going to go
$300. $300. Ooh. Okay, Sue, what do you bid?
Wow, $300. I kind of like that. All right, I'm going to go $250.
$250. Okay.
$301, George.
$301. Oh, look at the big brain on Brad, huh? Yeah. Okay, so we got $300, $250, $301. How much would you pay for a brand new grill, but have the peace of mind knowing that it did, in fact, have dead rats in it at one time? And a very honest person is selling it to you, okay?
Yes.
All right. The price is $275.
Sue.
Sue threads the needle.
You.
Nails it.
Nice
Nails
work.
It. Stuck the landing.
Didn't see that one coming.
Okay. All right. Very good. So we got time for one more?
We do. And right now it's looking like what? I have one. And Sue has two.
Sue
and Ethan
two.
Has one, right?
And what's really exciting about it is this last one is for two. This last one is for two. So it's anybody's baby.
Here we go.
That's okay. Another thing I do, right. Ethan, where the points don't really matter.
Yeah.
If you notice.
What happened at this point in the show does not matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a little tip of the hat to whose line is it anyway. Points are worthless. Okay. Here we go. All right. And this is a fine one. I saved the best for last. Okay. Here we go. The description of the item on the Price is Wrong mark is wood magazines.
Okay.
Wood magazines. All right, and here we go. This collection of 30 used wood magazines is for sale. June 1995, November 1999, 2011, complete six issues. 2013, complete six issues. 2014, same. 2015, same. March, July, 2016. And the description continues. Mark, don't worry. Your radio.
Can you spell the word wood for me?
Your radio. Is this W-O-O-D.
It's that kind of wood.
But your show is safe right now because here's the description.
Okay.
Please do not confuse these for dirty magazines. I take wood very seriously. I am sick of replying to immature people asking me if I have wood.
Hey-o.
That's awesome. Well, you're going to get that if you put this out there. Come on, dude.
That's awesome. When I saw this, because I got the picture, I saw it said Wood Magazines. First thing I did, folks, if you're listening, is I enlarged the picture. I'm like, what kind of magazine is this? And I'm like, oh, it's a guy with a table.
Is it like Woodworkers Trade Magazine
it's
or something like that?
Guys who like wood.
Okay, there you go.
It's like, it's like,
too embarrassed to tell you. I really thought that it was like wood carved magazines.
That's what I thought too soon.
Okay.
You thought the magazines were out of wood?
Yes. I thought they were somebody whittled magazines.
Well, we need to bid on these, okay? And again, this is for all the marbles. So we need to see wood magazines. What would you pay? So, Sue, you seem like you know your way around wood. What would you pay?
How many was that there, George?
Oh, that's a lot of wood, Sue.
50?
Oh, it's, let's see, about six issues, six, seven, seven, 14, a lot. Let's say 30 issues
of wood.
That is a lot of wood, right, Ethan?
That's a lot of wood.
$15.
$15. Mm-hmm. Sue, not very impressed with wood.
No.
Okay. Mark?
$75.
Mark obviously needs wood really bad.
Slightly more impressed by it.
He is more than willing to pony up for his wood. Okay. Mark gets $75. Ethan, young strapping fellow such as yourself.
Listen, guys, this is someone's entire life collection of wood, okay? This is some serious stuff.
Someone else's wood, but it can be yours.
I'm going $76.
$76?
He's learned the game.
No,
he has learned the game.
Okay, and let's see. We've got 15, 75, 76. Oh, that sound that I just created means you're all over.
Everyone's
all
over.
All right, okay.
You're all over. Now, I can do one of two things. We can bid lower. I can do a really quick item.
Do a really quick item.
Okay, really quick item. It was $10. Okay, you are all. Okay,
I was so close.
Here we go. This is very quick. Okay, here we go. This is for all the marbles. Men's pre-owned thong underwear.
Okay.
Most are unworn, great condition. They have a ton of life left.
Zero!
And they've been washed size extra large. Looking for serious buyers only. Also willing to trade. Make me an offer I can't refuse. Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. I'm going with $1 then.
Okay. One. So, Mark, you're going $1. Ethan.
I'm going, oh.
He took the good bid, Ethan.
I know. I'm going to go $4.
$4. Sue,
$2.
Actual price. We got one. We got two. We got four. $65.
Oh,
Ethan,
way to go,
Ethan. Ethan, the kid out of nowhere.
The
Cinderella
newbie.
Story.
Rookie steps up.
All right, we got to wrap it up with the no case because we got to get to Cusimano here.
Okay, you ready for it, real quick? Okay, this is the no case. Ethan, you've won this. This is the fabulous thing you get.
Oh,
today's prize is at no expense paid trip to the Cardinals 2025 spring training camp in Jupiter, Florida, where you'll be able to meet many of the Cardinals' newly signed big money free agents. Oh, I've just been notified that event has been canceled. Help John Moe work on updating his LinkedIn account. And take a side trip to Mar-a-Lago where you can surreptitiously watch celebrities and politicians play golf for hours on end. No questions asked. Congratulations. Love you, Mama May. Love you, Judy Reardon. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas.
It's priceless.
All for the Price is Wrong, Mark.
It's priceless.
Oh my gosh,
George,
you're awesome,
thank
George.
You for coming in. We love you. Merry Christmas to you and Mama May. And I'm going to see you over the break. And thank you so much as always. That was great. Ethan, see? newcomers do well and The Price is Wrong.
Oh, clearly.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
Don't spend all that money at once. And by the way, it is taxable, right, George?
All of it.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening, I love you. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, George. Monday afternoon, Frank Cusimano from KSDK is with us. Unfortunately, the Bragg and Rights game did not go the way that I had hoped, but that was a hell of a game yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, anytime you get a game where you have the ball arguably in your best three-point shooter's hands with a chance to tie it at the buzzer, you know there's some drama. So I came away thinking that was a great basketball game. That was a lot of fun to watch.
I would have been a lot more bummed out if they had lost the KU game and that game. I guess in my mind, I'm thinking they're not going to win both of those. And this is a team that is legit. Look, Illinois, kudos to them. They look really, really good. I'd watched them play a couple of times this year. But I think as Mizzou keeps playing together, there's some shooters on this team and there's some skill. We certainly didn't see that last year. We saw it 2 years ago, but we didn't have any of that last year. So that's great. And then a Christmas present for Coach Drink and those of us who are Mizzou football fans. I like this kid from Penn State that they got as quarterback.
Yeah, Bo Trebulia. And it was interesting because I got a text like in the early evening saying that they're going to get Mendoza, the quarterback from California. And then so before I was going to go with anything, I texted Drink. I said, so you're going to get Mendoza? He says, no, we're getting Trebulia. And I should have texted you right away. Jeff Drew was mad that I didn't text him, by the way. But yeah, this is a good quarterback. This is a guy who is a great runner, and he completes 75% of his passes, and he's a winner. And James Franklin, the Penn State coach, was almost in tears talking about a yes. player who was actually leaving him. You know, usually coaches are kind of angry, and that was right before the college football playoff. So that gives you an idea of what kind of character and what kind of kid this is.
I loved it. I watched what James Franklin had to say. And look, this was a tough situation for this kid because he wants to play. He's a big part of Penn State. He has played for them, but he had to get into the portal before the college football playoff. And that was what Coach Franklin was addressing. And he wasn't criticizing the kid. He was saying, look, this is what we're facing right now. It's kind of the Wild West out there.
Yeah, because it ends on the 28th. So if he doesn't make a decision and he waits until the next portal season opening up, well, all the starting quarterback jobs and a lot of the NIL money is simply not going to be there. So he had to do what he did, and I think Mizzou's got a good one.
I do, too. And he's a kid. Look, the kid from California, what I heard, another school kind of came in with a late offer. It might have been Georgia to Mendoza. And then they decided, you know, let's not do a bidding war. And I like this kid from Penn State. He has mobility. He can certainly run. I think he's 6'2". So I think there's a lot of, and look, you don't know until you get with the rest of the team. But he's picked up a bunch of these kids in the portal. And I know there's some offensive linemen needed, but maybe the quarterback in their hand will help them move forward with that, Frank. So that's awesome news for Christmas.
Yeah, he's cleaned up with really quality linebackers, too. And I'll go back to the one great Drink stat. In his 5 years, he's only lost two productive Mizzou players to the portal. And that's really amazing. And I know you don't want to hear this because they're spending all this money on Bo Prabula. But I'm telling you, do not go to sleep on Sam Horn, because Sam Horn was more highly decorated and more acclaimed out of high school than Prabula was. But we'll see what happens. I mean, Sam Horn's got to show that he can stay healthy and not throw a baseball 98 miles an hour, because if he does, he'll be drafted and he won't be on the football team anyway.
And I always have to thank Sue, because she always nags me on a Monday like this and says, what is your fantasy team doing? And I made it to the Super Bowl, my fantasy football league, Frank, and Jaden Daniels and Saquon Barkley. Jaden Daniels killed it for me yesterday. That kid is something else.
He really is. He's a runaway Rookie of the Year award winner with five touchdown passes yesterday. You know, he's the greatest college player I think I've ever seen in person. That performance at LSU against Mizzou was insane. And, you know, why anybody thought he wasn't the top pick in the draft last year was wrong. And I'm sure the Bears are thinking the same thing right now.
Frank, have a great week. We will not talk on Friday. Ethan and Sue will be here. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll talk after the first of the year.
Sounds great. Take care, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.